Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marjorie Malden is here. Margie, they call her, is an energetic, wise, and creative entrepreneur and successful business leader. She's the founder of Executive Forum, a leadership training and development company. She has been helping people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace for a long time. Her new book is called Feedback Revolution, Building Relationships and Boosting Results. She's our new friend, Margie. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to our discussion.
I am, too. So feedback, is that code for critique?
Well, one of the reasons I was interested in feedback is that just as you say the word, most people start to cringe, mm-hmm. and it has a very negative connotation, and we would like to change that.
All right. So how do you do that?
Well, we're looking at how to give feedback from a positive and creative perspective, and really wanting people to understand that our our working definition of feedback is information that is shared with a person or group for the distinct purpose of creating improvement. And that's very different from telling it like it is, or venting, or blaming, or shaming.
You know what though? I'm not saying I have a problem with what you're doing, what you're saying, but it doesn't seem as efficient as my bosses used to be with their feedback.
Tell me about that.
Well, it always came with a nod on my head, but I didn't do it anymore. It came with a little degree of uncomfortableness, and a level stare maybe, and maybe even a little bit of a raised voice. But you know what? Bada bing, bada bam. It was over in about 2 seconds.
Right, you got your information and move on.
And the content and the context. No sugar, no candy. There was no syrup with the medicine.
Not at all. That sugar coating didn't mm-hmm. exist then.
But that wasn't even. But I didn't even consider that to be people who were drivers. In other words, these were leaders who didn't think they should have to take a bunch of time to tell me how I could improve myself. They cut to the chase. They assumed I was a big boy and I could take it. And they said, okay, Jim, you messed up. Here's what you did wrong. Here's what it cost us. Let's don't do that again. You understand? Any questions? Thank you. I'll see you later.
That's a very direct way to give feedback.
Mm-hmm. Efficient.
Absolutely. I would totally agree. And there are some in our workforce today that love getting to the point.
But we have a whole generation.
So that strategy works.
We have a whole generation that doesn't like that so much, though, don't we? And I say that with great love and affection. Go ahead, Margie.
Yeah, it is very tricky to give feedback to different generations in our workplace. And it is common sense, though. I would say just not common practice. We all know that we need to vary our message depending on the receiver. And giving feedback is no different. Crafting the information to the person so that they are knowing what they need to do differently and how they can improve.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this, you know, I'm talking about my comment was about millennials, and let me state my little disclaimer, Margie, which I always do, and I mean it with all my heart. Millennials are probably the best generation we've ever raised. They're the best. They're probably the best humans we've ever raised in terms of being humans. They're unpretentious. Their values are as solid as anybody we've ever known, and I love them for that. However, they do have some shortcomings that when we talk about it on the show, I hope they take to heart, like what you're talking about right now, Margie.
Oh, absolutely.
Feedback, receiving feedback
are,
is not one of their strong suits.
They are very authentic. And they're authentic and enterprising and multitaskers. And they have grown up with technology and doing things in different ways. So that makes it great in the workplace. You want, I don't think you will find a millennial that says, we can't do it that way, or we've tried that. We don't want to do that. They're always game for change.
Well, that's true. And the one thing that that concerns me, though, is I worry, and I mean this very much, and I've said this a lot on the show, I worry that their ability to multitask comes at the expense of context. In other words, they're so busy with content, they're being fire hosed with content, that they don't place a value on context. And you and I both know that, or at least when I was raised, when I was coming up, my bosses gave me the content and the context at the same time. This is why you do this. This is how you do this, and this is why you do it. But now it seems that they get the content first and move on before the context arise. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's a great point. And millennials are very accustomed to going to Siri for an answer, for example, and then really not knowing what to do with that information,
right?
Because it is, just as you said, out of context.
How are they going to solve this problem if Siri's unplugged? I'm not making a joke. I'm serious.
I totally agree. Just going to get information when you need it, that just-in-time mentality is it's good, and it creates problems at the same time.
So back to the feedback thing, when I talk to my millennials about what we're talking about right now, and I say things to them like, what are you going to do when the power goes out? Instead of them saying, I never thought about that, I guess I better listen to what the boss says, how to fix this, right? Instead of saying that, they often look at me as if to say, well, why would the power go off?
Right, that it would never happen.
Like, what are you talking about? I don't even know. I see your mouth moving, but I don't hear anything, you know?
Absolutely. In my office last week, one person left her phone at home, and a millennial responded, I can't even imagine that.
Yeah,
how could you do that?
Yeah, maybe not your pants, but your phone. It's ridiculous. Hold on to that. Margie, I need your website quickly, please. Margie, I need your website quickly.
Oh, it is ilovefeedback.com.
All right, ilovefeedback.com. The book is called Feedback Revolution. Stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.